So as we often do on Friday, we welcome Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, into the studio. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So because the NFL players and the NFL owners were able to make an agreement, we have a collective bargaining agreement, which is going to last for about 10 years. That's about how long we can figure the players and owners will get along. But you're here to talk about a story that may be way more long-term than that in relations between the players and owners in the NFL. It involves a lawsuit by seven former players against the NFL claiming what?
Well, basically that they did not properly take care of them when they were getting concussions. They were encouraging them to go head first, go straight in with their head, leading with their head, and then they weren't properly caring for their concussions and treating them after they got hurt.
So this is the first broad treatment in court of the issue of head injuries on the field with the NFL and the responsibility of the NFL to deal with those players after they leave the field.
And this comes on the heels of what you just mentioned with the collective bargaining agreement, which gave some extended medical protection for current players, but did not give that to former players. So this is a response and a reaction to the lack of the NFL to take care of the older players.
And also the lack of the players' representatives to really deal with this on a long-term basis. So it's both a lawsuit that fires a shot across the bow to the NFL, but also to the players' union, which has some problems here as well.
I agree with that. The other piece of this is around the just sports in general. You're going to incur – you have this risk in sports, and it's dangerous. And I think that's the other piece that we have to talk about here. Is it really the players, the coaches' fault and the league's fault, or is actually – are the players part of this mix as well? They decided to get out there and they decided to play in that way. And these are some of the repercussions.
Well, it's a huge gray area. First of all, you've talked on this program many times about the severity of head injuries within the NFL. But even more broadly, the head injury issue for the NFL is a template for all of these issues in all of sports.
Yes.
It's a gray area. What is the liability? Are you free agents when you walk on the field? Is the NFL like a corporation that has to create safe working conditions? Is the benefit package anticipating these injuries? This could have repercussions for all of sports.
And what the suit accuses the NFL of negligence and intentional neglect. And I think that's really the point here. People are intentionally saying, hey, suck it up, deal with it, get back out there. Put this helmet on, go now.
But they're right, though. People want hits. That's what they tune in for.
And those guys go out there to play, and they get paychecks to get out there and perform.
What is the likelihood that this could make it actually before a jury and not result in some sort of settlement, which is what the CBA kind of was, a settlement on some small-scale benefits?
That I'm unsure of. I think what's more interesting to me is how the idea of the responsibility, culpability being with the administration is going to trickle down to the college and the high school level. You're already seeing younger players being told to hit differently, practices being run differently, and the way they treat concussions much more carefully.
One of the plaintiffs in this lawsuit is my hero from the old 84 Bears, Jim McMahon.
Yes, Jim McMahon. He said he walked around in a daze for many, many days. Excuse the reference there. But myself, I played football.
But he's claiming injuries left over from even his championship season.
Correct. And I think most players that played football will say, I have concussions. I had many concussions. I had 12 concussions myself when I played football in college, and I didn't go to the NFL.
Possible testimony in the class action lawsuit filed by seven former NFL players against the NFL, claiming the league failed to properly treat them for concussions and head injuries. Ibrahim, thanks so much.
Ouch!
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Watch your head.